everyone, to this episode of the Chronicle Weekly Report. I'm Lane Healy.
And I'm Anya Grindelsky. Here's what's in the news for Wednesday, March 23rd. On March 9th, Quinnipiac University hosted its annual Student Business Pop-Up. From a 20-year-old family sauce recipe to a wide range of fashion boutiques, shopping from student-run small businesses was made more accessible through the event. Associate News Editor Katie Langley highlights the range of companies and customers that attended.
Quinnipiac University will be implementing a new dean's list with honors in the fall 2022 semester. The initiative was created through the Student Government Association. It will recognize those who achieve a 4.0 GPA and give them an edge when applying for future jobs.
Students can now take a course utilizing the Quinnipiac Poll. Launched this spring, the Quinnipiac Signature Polling Experience allows students to explore data analysis, market opinion, research, and reporting through existing classes. This semester, the experience was integrated into political psychology and public opinion and market research.
Quinnipiac University celebrated its first in-person match day since 2019 at BirdCon Court on March 18th. The ceremony revealed the results of the National Residency Matching Program, which pairs medical students with residency programs based on mutual interest. Quinnipiac's fourth-year medical students were grateful for the in-person celebration after a tough virtual semester.
In opinion, since 2003, the Middle East has had a country at war every year. That's nearly two decades of war. In the U.S., our phone screens and conversations are occupied by the situation in Ukraine. Staff writer Christian McCrae draws parallels between the state of these wars, calling out news organizations for ignoring Middle Eastern suffering.
Tall women are often portrayed as masculine and intimidating, and the negative comments surrounding their height can be relentless. News editor Nicole McIsaac shares the story of how she found pride in her 5'9" frame and reminds tall women they're perfect just the way they are.
In the era of influencers, everyone has a go-to content creator. You might find yourself constantly watching their videos or even forming an emotional attachment. Opinion editor Xavier Cullen highlights this phenomenon of parasocial relationships and the unhealthy obsession it can bring.
In Arts and Life, Pixar released its newest film, Turning Red, on Disney Plus March 11th. It follows 13-year-old Maylin Lee as she struggles to suppress her hormones, which literally turn her into a giant red panda. Arts and Life editor Ashley Pelletier has the review.
There's something special about a relationship that grows up with you. This week, I share my personal story. Reflecting on my four-year relationship with my partner, who I have been dating since I was a sophomore in high school. I talk about the ups, downs, and unique offerings that planning your future with the person who made your past can bring.
Rex Orange County released his long-awaited album, Who Cares, on March 11th, and it's already topping the alternative music charts. It touches on self-affirmation, identity struggles, and love, with a somber yet upbeat melody. Associate opinion editor Michael LaRocca reviews the 11-track album in all its glory, noting a few of his favorite songs, including Amazing and 7 a.m.
Time to switch out the rugby balls for swim caps. In this satirical piece, Quinnipiac trades its women's rugby team to Merrimack University in exchange for their women's swimming and diving team. With just 7 months to train for the upcoming season, the ladies will also have to construct their very own outdoor practice pool.
Quinnipiac University's Albert Schweitzer Institute held its annual International Women's Day teach-in on March 8th. The day-long event included opening remarks from President Judy Olian, a slew of presentations from female faculty, shared student experiences, and an excerpt from the play Pygmalion. Arts and Life editor Ashley Pelletier and associate editors Neha Sinarine and David Matos have all the details.
In sports, the men's basketball team had a disappointing regular season. After ranking 9th out of 11 teams in the MAC preseason coaches poll, the team ended their season in last place. But the Bobcats turned their poor season around, making history as the first 11-seeded team to reach the semifinals in the MAC tournament. With the Bobcats' highs and lows, managing editor Toilet Brown III says one thing is certain. This season was a memorable one.
The legendary leader behind the women's basketball team at Quinnipiac University, Mackenzie DeWeese, may have played her final game for the Bobcats on March 21st. Throughout her time on the team, she was a two-time All-MAC first-teamer and one-time MAC Player of the Year, while also managing to score 1,000 points. Sports editor Riley Millett says the game was a fitting end to her storybook career.
On March 25th, men's hockey travels to Pennsylvania to face off against St. Cloud University in the first round of the NCAA regional playoffs. In this week's Pete's Pond, sports editor Peter Prokarski previews the matchup for the Bobcats and compares the special teams on both sides.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Chronicle Weekly Report. I'm Lane Healy.
And I'm Anya Grandalski. Be sure to pick up this week's paper or check out our website, KeyUChronicle.com. Thanks for listening to the Weekly Report. We'll be back with another episode next Wednesday.